48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
It's delicious.
Recording stopped.
Now I'm going to... Oh, I never hear you... Yeah.
Sorry. That's the Zoom
recording. That's the... Yeah. The Zoom. Now I have to figure out how to... Okay. If anyone's watching us on X...
Oh, yeah. Good night, X.
Good night. I don't even know if we ever ended up on YouTube, but...
I have no idea.
It wasn't a problem with the hardware. It was...
It was a restream. Yeah, you said it was a restream.
It said it was streaming? Yeah,
we never showed up on YouTube.
Okay. It said it was streaming, but it wasn't. Like, I don't know. Because Restream did stream to X. Okay. So, I want to stop the recording. And then I want...
I do need to put my tree up.
There. Done.
Your trees are already up, right?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. I got to put
We don't put up stuff until after Halloween, and then
It is after Halloween.
Well, sometimes I wait until after Thanksgiving, which is going to be... We've both been kind of lazy.
One of the cool things about living in a neighborhood with so many cast members is, all our Christmas, everyone's Christmas decorations are already up. They were up November 1st. I'm just like going, that's what happens when you go into work and there's Christmas decorations on November 1st. You carry that forth to home. So it's like, it's already Christmas in my neighborhood, which I'm not mad about, by the way.
In the Philippines, they... start decorating in September for Christmas.
That's what I've been told. Since Whamageddon is only technically starts December 1st, I can listen to Last Christmas with abandon. I can listen to it. Doesn't kill me, Adam. It doesn't hurt me at all. I can listen to Last Christmas as many times as I want to. Matter of fact, if I wanted to run that whole 5K on Sunday, listening to Last Christmas.
You like the song, but you refuse to listen to it because of some thing called Whamageddon, but you like the song?
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Yeah, I like the song.
People give shit to Mariah Carey's song, but it is a good song.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
And it is, I mean, that's quite a feat. Her song is in the annals of history.
It is in the annals of history.
With such other songs as Last Christmas and...
Do They Know It's Christmas Time at All? Feed the World.
All those. Yeah. I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
That's more of an anti-Scott kind of song.
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of good Christmas songs. But we were just eating over at Trattoria Al Forno at Disney on Tuesday night with Rodan and Darwin, our new best friends. And there was Christmas decorations up there. We went to this really cool bar, which I'll have to take you to next time that you're here. It's called the Abracadabar. So it's on the boardwalk over at Disney and it's,
do they do magic?
No, but the entire bar is themed with Houdini and old magician stuff. And, the drink that I ordered, the Conjurini, was basically a Conjurita. It was a margarita, but, he served the drink and then he goes, and now you need to remove that magic wand, which was the straw. You remove the magic wand and close your eyes and wave the magic wand over the drink. And then he poured in an additional thing that made the drink like change color. And, it slowly changed color to it. So it's like cute little things like that. But it's a cute little bar. I had good drinks.
It'd be cool if the bartenders were magicians.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And they were like, yeah. Look what I found behind your ear, sir.
Take your, let me pick your pocket. Wait, why am I hearing myself delayed by like 20 seconds?
I don't know. But I'm hearing myself as well.
What the fuck is going on? There, what the fuck is going on? That was crazy. I'm drinking this evening. I'm enjoying some Cayman Jack. It is a zero sugar margarita made with lime juice and agave nectar.
Do you like those canned alcoholic beverages?
I do, because, well, why wouldn't I? Like, what do you, why? What do
I mean,
you?
Like the ciders and the, you know, whatnot and the what have you.
So not the ciders, but you have to understand that White Claw and those seltzers that I like Truly and White Claw and so there's some Bud Light ones and stuff, but they're all incredibly low in carbs because they're all artificially sweetened. So it's like they're all as someone on the keto diet, here's what I can order, right? If I go into a bar, I can have a Jack and Diet Coke, right? Or I can have, that's pretty much about it. It's like, I could have a vodka and Diet Coke or something, or a rum and Diet Coke. But everything else, any kind of mixer just has tons of sugar, like cranberry juice, orange juice, all those mixers that we normally get with drinks are just really...
Vodka soda.
But soda's high in sugar. Like,
no, soda. Club soda doesn't have any sugar at all.
Club soda absolutely does have sugar in it. Look it up.
Club soda does not.
Club sugar absolutely does have sugar in it.
Club sugar? Well, club sugar does.
No, club soda.
We will just ask.
Yeah.
Hey, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Hey, ChatGPT, does club soda have sugar?
Nope. Club soda typically does not contain sugar. It's just carbonated water with added minerals like sodium bicarbonate or potassium sulfate for a slightly salty taste. If you're looking for a sugar-free bubbly drink, club soda is a good choice.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of tonic.
Ah, you might be thinking of tonic water, not club soda. Tonic water often has sugar or sweeteners added, along with quinine, which gives it a distinct bitter taste. That's probably where the confusion comes from. Club soda is plain, but tonic water is...
Now she's calling me old and confused. But yes, so probably... All right,
I didn't realize tonic water had sugar. That's interesting. I always thought tonic water and soda were basically the same thing.
No, they're not.
Except tonic water had quinine in it.
Also, it glows under black lights. But yeah, like a gin and tonic has a lot of sugar in it because the tonic has a lot of sugar in it. So yeah, so a soda. I could get a vodka soda, but that doesn't sound very good to me. Anyway, but my other option, and it's, I don't like to drink the Jack and Diet Coke or the rum and Diet Coke because I don't like to drink caffeine late at night on a weeknight. So it basically comes down to if they have a seltzer, it's a great answer because they only have like two or three carbs and I can have a couple of those and not worry about the blood sugar spike, which is the enemy of anyone on keto. The glycemic reaction.
I was looking to see, I can't remember where the settings are for this ChatGPT app.
I will tell you this.
Because I was going to see what the other voices were. Tell me what.
I forgot. I turned on the AI earlier and then we didn't start the show. So I turned it off and I was going to turn it back on so that it would summarize our Zoom call, our show. And I forgot.
ChatGPT will become more helpful as you chat, picking up on details and preferences to tailor its responses to you.
I will say this. I feel like the order that we're going to finish on this 5K on Sunday, I feel like Zach will be first of our group. Zach will come in first, or maybe Dwayne. I think Dwayne or Zach will come in first. And then I think Rodan. And then I think Darwin. And then I think me. I think I'm going to be the slowest of them.
Well, that doesn't matter as long as you don't get swept by a balloon lady.
Oh, this isn't timed. This is a 5K. So I literally could just walk it. It's 3 miles. It's 5K.
There's I didn't realize that some of them were not timed.
Oh, 5Ks aren't timed because they're a 5K. Like you could walk 3 miles in less than an hour. That's like not a thing. So it's like there's a time limit on it. So I think the race starts at 5:45 and we have to be out of the park or have to be done by the race by 7:30. If you're not done with the race by 7:30, which is what, an hour and a half or an hour and 45 minutes to finish a 3 mile walk. Yeah. If you can't walk 3 miles in an hour and 45 minutes, then there's a problem.
So this is the one I use.
Feel free to ask me about anything that's on your mind. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And then this is the one. This is
Hi there.
One.
Nice to meet you.
No.
I'm excited to help you get things done.
No.
Let's get started.
No.
Hi. Glad to meet you. I think we're going to do great work together. Where should we start?
Oh, you sound like dirty. You sound like a dirty.
Hi there. I just want to share how thrilled I am to work with you, and I can't wait to get started. So what's the game plan?
I mean, yeah, you sound all right.
Sounds very like PowerPoint.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. I'm gonna Who help else? You fill Who your else? Spreadsheet.
Who else to
Hey, run? It's great to meet you. How's
oh,
your day going?
That's
I'm
Diego.
I'm really looking forward to working on some cool stuff together.
That's Diego, right?
Isn't that kind of creepy for Joe to have that voice as his, and the name of the voice is Breeze. It's anyway, here's another one.
Hello. It's lovely to meet you. If there's anything you need, please don't hesitate to let me know. I'm here to help.
I like that one. I actually like that one.
Hey, how's it going? I'm looking forward to working together. Let's figure out where to start. What's on your mind?
That's too manly for me.
Hey there. I've got a really great feeling about us teaming up. How can I jump in and help?
You sound like a Trump.
She sounds like she likes cookies.
She sounds like a Trump voter. That's...
And then we have Ember.
Hey, I'm ready to hit the ground running.
That's mine.
So if there's anything you'd like me to focus on first, just let me know.
That's me. That's the one I use. I use that guy.
Hey, what's up? Feel free to ask me about anything that's on your mind. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I bet you are. I hear that about you. I have to tinkle.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Go tinkle. I'll just... For anyone on level 13, I doubt he edits. I guess if I was quiet, he probably edits out silences. Although I don't do that when I'm editing anymore. Also, as far as I know, first live stream using and recording using the new Rodecaster video came off without a hitch. Other than, well, there was, Restream wasn't streaming to YouTube for some reason, but that was nothing to do with the Rodecaster video, because the Rodecaster video was streaming to Restream, and then Restream was supposed to stream to those two, so. But the equipment seems to be working, and it was easy to set up. There was one little issue where they didn't describe how you were supposed to do something, but I was eventually able to figure it out, so it's not bad. And I can hook the mixer directly, the Rodecaster Pro 2, directly into it, and it gets crystal clear audio over the USB, which is better than the other one. There are a couple of missing features, but so far, so good.
And we're back. I think I heard you say, as I walked away, whether you were wondering whether I edited level 13 stuff. I don't. I do run filters, though. I do delete silence. So.
Well, delete silence is what I was saying, because when you're gone, I could keep rambling.
You could.
But if I just shut up, maybe it just gets cut out.
You would just be talking to Lamont Cranston, who's probably fallen asleep already. So.
Oh, he's definitely asleep. Definitely.
Which is cool. That's good. You need sleep. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Lamont, you're dreaming. You're actually dreaming. So whatever's happening to you right now is not real. You're completely in control. You're just dreaming. So I just want to let you know that. So Lamont Cranston, talking to you, you are dreaming. Have fun. Okay. There. It's public service, Adam. That's what we like to do. Public service.
Is there anything we could do to like give him specific dreams?
Just lucid dreaming. I saw this article the other day about lucid dreaming, and I thought about clipping it, but then I was like, I don't know that Adam really even cares about lucid dreaming. Like, if that's a thing that you even care about, you're familiar with it, right?
Yeah, like you are aware that you're dreaming and you can control.
Yes,
your dream. Right.
Yes. And there are ways to train yourself so that you always are lucid dreaming. So in other words, like, you know, every night you can then use your dreams to, you know, figure out things and to, you know, explore different things, you know, different ideas, whatever. It's one of those kind of really cool things.
Explore strange new worlds. That's right. Seek out new life, yep. A new civilization.
However, there was this article that I read the other day that here it is. New research uses a smartphone app to trigger lucid dreaming. This one of those things that one of the ways that you train yourself to do it involve like constantly reminding yourself of these things and whatever. And this app actually, you start the app when you go to bed, and then it monitors the time that you know how long it normally takes you to fall asleep. Like over a period of time, it figures out like. And then it figures out from the time you fall asleep, most people have this. And so it sends you cues that you're dreaming during REM sleep. Like it's a tone that, you know, it's a recognizable tone, you know, sequence. And anyway, they've had great success with it, that the people that did it were using the app were like, you know, 20 times more likely to be able to lucid dream than the people that didn't use the app in their little studies. And so it was, anyway, it's like kind of cool. I was like, yeah, that's neat.
Huh. I didn't realize that was something. Have you experimented with this yourself, or are you just,
I mean, I would like to, I don't have the discipline to do what you have to do. There have been a couple of times in my life where I was lucid dreaming, but the problem that I had in both cases was that once I realized that I was dreaming, I got too ambitious and then woke myself up. In other words, I was doing, you know, it's like, hey, I'm going to fly. I'm going to go fly across this orange grove or whatever. And it was super fun and exhilarating and everything, so much so that I woke myself up. In other words, I, you know, and then I couldn't get back to sleep. I couldn't get back to the dream. So it was kind of one of those, you know, I woke up. That was my problem. The things that you have to do to train yourself to lose, like one of like keeping a dream diary where every day when you wake up, the very first thing you do is you write down what you dreamt. There's other things that you do where you like constantly, you just get yourself in the habit of always looking at your hands, like just constantly looking at your hands. Much like AI doesn't get hands right, it's like in your dreams, you don't do hands right. And so there's times that you'll look down at your hand and in a dream, your hands won't look right. And then that's how a cue to yourself that's like, oh, I'm dreaming. Also, the fact that when you're looking at your hands, you're consciously thinking is like, I'm not dreaming right now. I'm not dreaming right now. This is reality. And then the point is that once that becomes a habit, when you do that in your dreams, it's the hands aren't going to look right. And then you're going to go like, wait, this isn't reality. And then, so it's one of those, you know, those are the methods that you have that I'm aware of for lucid dreaming. And, anyway, this seems like much easier. This seems like something that would, I wouldn't have to
let
remember.
Let us know.
Well, it's not available. It's let a study.
Oh.
It's a study at
I thought it was an app.
No. Well, it's an app that they used at this university. It's not like they didn't release the app to people.
Well, don't let us know then.
Although I guarantee you that there's like 16 lucid dreaming apps on the App Store now since this article ran.
Maybe. But they're not going to work. They're just going to be, oh, let's just put an app out there.
That exactly. That's my point.
Does nothing. But yeah.
Exactly.
Well, the video, the switcher worked great.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the results.
There were no problems. And The audio, there are two downsides. One is I can't output a clean image of myself to you.
Right.
The other one is right now it only has one USB out, which is a problem because I normally use my camera for both my work computer and the computer I do podcasting on. And so then I end up having to unplug and plug and unplug and plug. That's the problem I had with the first ATEM. It only had one in this. But they have so many USBs on this. I'm wondering if they could, through like software updates, change like, oh, this is now, this USB can now also do video out.
Maybe.
Or whatever. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how much of that is the hardware itself and how much of that is just like drivers or I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Who writes drivers for hardware?
People who are just way, 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 way more anal than I am. That would be boring.
You never hear of people like, oh, yeah, I work for, you know, so-and-so writing drivers.
Well, I mean, there's there's only going to be like one team that writes your drivers. It's not like you're not going to have multiple teams that write drivers, right? It's like there's only the main drivers that you're writing for are Windows and, Linux?
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is like you, every like a piece of hardware that has, has drivers, right?
Yes.
And so there is someone in that company that's writing drivers.
Yes.
But who is that person? Are they all like 80-year-old?
No, they're it's a software team that's what they do. But you've never heard of anyone say that because there's just not that many.
I've never met a driver.
Right. Because there's not that many of them. Developer. And they're not that interesting of people because literally you're just looking at hex dumps. It's just like, yeah, let's figure out how to make this hex dump thing work with our hex dump thing. It's like, we want to, when they send out a signal to do this, we want to map it to do this. That's a driver, right? It's just like, that's boring. I mean, building a roller coaster and timing little animatronics.
I mean, with the trees and the hills and the...
It's the animatronics. Those are things that'll kill you, man. Because you got to sequence them. You can sequence them on there. Like when the car reaches this spot, then start this series of events. And then, getting those things placed just right so that when the car goes by, the hatchet is going up or whatever, and it's like...
That's a lot more, in detail than what I remember, like Sims or those kind of games being.
Yes,
like you could just set boom, there's a roller coaster and that's it. You didn't do anything. You just kind of plopped a roller coaster down. And then
in this game, you're building the roller coaster. You can plop them down. And one of the cool things is that you can make a roller coaster and then save it as a blueprint and put it up on their website and then other people can grab your roller coaster. So what a lot of people do is they'll do recreations of famous roller coasters and then put them up on the website. So you can get, your own version of, Guardians of the Galaxy or your own versions of, any famous roller coaster that, from any theme park. Because
how many famous roller coasters do you know? You knew one.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
How many famous coasters are there, out there?
I'm gonna start right now. So Guardians of the Galaxy, Mountain, Thunder Mountain, Splash Mountain, Seven Dwarves Mine Train. These are famous roller coasters. Seven Dwarves Mine Train.
Are you saying all of Disney's roller coasters are famous? Is that what? Is
yes,
that you're
the
saying?
Matterhorn. California Screamin', the Incredicoaster.
The Incredicoaster. Yes. No.
Yes. Yes.
Not famous.
It is famous.
I have ridden on that. It is just a rebranded something else.
California Screamin'.
They just painted some paint on it.
Mm-hmm. It was called California Screamin'.
Incredible.
When that coaster was first built, it was called California Screamin'. And, but it was designed for the Disney park. It was like, so yeah, that's a famous roller coaster. Let's see. Six Flags Over Georgia has the Scream Machine. That's like the tallest wooden roller coaster in the U.S. Or it was at one point in time. That was a famous roller coaster. Coney Island has the Cyclone. That's a famous roller coaster. Let's see. I think Hershey's Park or something has a famous wooden roller coaster called the Outlaw. That's the longest wooden roller coaster in the United States. The DeLonga Mine Trains attraction at Six Flags Over Georgia was the first mine train roller coaster in the United States, so that makes that famous.
Okay, I think you've made your point.
I know a lot.
You know some
of coasters.
You know some roller coasters.
Let me tell you what's so great about Planet Coaster 2, Adam. Let me tell you what's so great about it.
What is it?
Unlike Blender or those kind of things, which I can appreciate for
Unreal Engine.
Yeah, I can appreciate all those things. But unlike those things, after I build my fancy roller coaster or my fancy flat ride or, make a lovely garden path with a woodwork, I can experience it. I can go to that roller coaster. I can click on it and I can ride that roller coaster from any car, any seat. I can have the camera hover above it or go beyond it. I actually get to ride my roller coaster full screen as if I'm going on this roller coaster. And I get to see all the scenery that I put down and the animatronic stuff that's triggering as I go past. I get to see all of that stuff. And it's great. And then I can move over and ride another, make another one. I made a Jungle Cruise not in Planet Coaster 2, but in Planet Coaster, I made a Jungle Cruise ride where I had animatronic hippos that came out of the water at the right time and the boats went under Schweitzer Falls. So I built the falls with the water effects and stuff like that. So it's like, it's a fun little, it is a train set, but it's a very sophisticated train set that does theme parks. So, and now water parks. So.
Yeah, my stepdad's favorite video game for a while was that flight simulator that Microsoft
puts out. Yeah, the Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And that's...
You like building trains. Yeah, he liked flight simulation,
And all you did with the flight simulator is basically you fly. So it's like you just sit there for 2 hours while your plane's flying, and it's like you really only do stuff during.
I don't think you really go. Okay, I'm gonna fly to France now, or whatever, or Paris, and then you just take off, and then you just sit there.
Yes,
for
that is
eight
what
hours.
People. Yes, that is what people do with flight simulator. That is absolutely what they do with it.
They
because
just sit there for 8 hours.
If they wanted to just fly around France, they would start there. But when you start a plane in wherever, San Francisco or New York, whatever, and you're going to go to France, you're going to fly over the Atlantic Ocean. You're going to see the things that you would see if you were flying across the Atlantic Ocean. You would experience the winds that you would have if you were flying over the Atlantic Ocean. So, that's the thing with the flight simulators. These people will fly a little Piper two-seater airplane or whatever, but they'll take it out for a half hour flight or whatever. And then a lot of it is just them flying and just looking at the scenery as it goes by, going oh, look, it's Montana. That's cool. That's flight simulator. Another really popular video game is Pressure Washer. Have you seen this one?
I haven't, but I've heard on the morning stream they talk about games a lot.
It's a pressure washer simulator. It's literally...
There's a mowing simulator.
Yes,
there's
a farming simulator. It's but the pressure washer one was really, really popular. There's just dirty things and you use a pressure washer to clean them. It's just you clean, every area and every little bit or whatever. And it's just it's literally just dragging your mouse back and forth across the screen. That's all it is.
It's kind of like listening to our show.
It is.
Yeah. Just kind of tedious.
We're the audio equivalent of a pressure washer simulator. It would be fun to own Taylor. I mean, you know, that would be a good joke. That would be a very expensive joke, but it would be a funny joke.
Well, I'll check, but I'm pretty sure that's my first Christmas concert.
Okay.
And I can't miss that. So
no, can't do that. No.
Oh, I got a response from Noyan Hossein.
Oh, what is Noyan? What does Barack Hussein Obama say?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Are you looking to get your podcast into the top 2, reach more of the right listeners, and bring in more revenue with high-value sponsorships? We can help you grow your audience, increase your monthly downloads, whether it's 20K, 30K, 50K, or even 100K.
Wow. Plus,
build a loyal subscriber base and take your podcast to the next level.
Next level, Adam. Next level. What is the next level?
From us?
Yeah, what is the next level?
We have millions.
Next level.
We always take it up to the next level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wait, there is no next level with us. We're already there.
We did. I mean, look, when we started, we were like, no, you know what? Releasing this just on a recorded version is not enough. No, we have to go to the next level.
Next level. Do it
and
live.
We went to the next level of doing it live. We did that. You know what? We can't even do it. Not just from home. We've got to do it like in person.
That's right.
We did it in person and streamed live from a closet at the Luxor. Then we're like, hey, we next need to go level. To the next level. We started doing video.
Wow. That's next level.
Next level. And streaming in Discord again.
What are we going to do? What are we going to next? We're going to do holographic, right? We're going to do holographic.
VR. Yeah, VR.
VR holographic.
Listeners can be in the room with us, just like we're sitting around a conference table.
They'll sit in the audience watching. We'll be up on a virtual stage. And you'll still hear the show. And you'll see us up on the stage doing our show. But you'll look next to you and there'll be other people sitting there that are watching from everywhere else. And then you can
will be right there next to you.
You can chat with them over there. And then there'll be a whole section for level 13 that has like better views and stuff. And it's like, they can go to the level 13 section.
The diamond champagne area, whatever it's called.
It'd be like that suit that lady wears and upload, that has all the weird like fingers and stuff inside of it and everything so that you can fully experience the VR, like you can feel things that are, it's like, it's got all kind of like little sensors, and pressure things that,
apparently they're having their last season.
Upload?
Yeah.
It's such a good show though. Yeah. I don't know. It's on Amazon and I no longer have Amazon. So, it's on my list, I guess.
It either got canceled or renewed for a final season. Like, I don't know which, but there was definitely talk of a final season.
Did you ever watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show.
We did. I think we fell off. Like, Amazon, we never go to Prime Video.
Yeah.
And so, except we are watching From right now on MGM Plus, but other than that, we don't ever go over there.
Yeah.
I think The Boys kind of went downhill and.
Yeah, I didn't watch the latest. And I wanted to watch that Fallout show, but then they started that commercial bullshit stuff. And so I was just like, no, I'm not going to give you another $3 a month. So just fuck you. But now that I'm no longer an Amazon Prime, so I canceled my Washington Post subscription and I canceled my Amazon Prime subscription. And I did that a few months ago. I'm finding that I'm still getting free shipping on almost everything. It's like, cause I'm buying more than $35 worth of things when I buy them. And it's like, so I'm getting free shipping anyway. So it's like, I'm not even sure what the benefit of Amazon Prime was at this point, because I'm kind of still getting everything except the video. But if I want that, I can just get that standalone for like $15 a month. So it's like, I can just subscribe for just the Amazon video without commercials for $15 a month. So it's like,
but isn't that more than you would have paid for Prime?
But I, again, remember, a month yeah, but remember, I don't keep video services all 80. Year long. I don't keep video wow. services all year long. I only keep them for a couple of months. So,
yeah, I do recall that. Yeah. I like to have as many subscriptions as possible all at the same time. Even ones that I'm not using. I just like to have a, and you know, that can be software subscriptions, website subscriptions, yeah. TV streaming services, whatever the case may be. I've got so many subscriptions.
I'm not renewing my Adobe subscription in February. Trying to get one of my company licenses because I'm doing videos for work. And so I don't want to pay $600 a year to do their work for them. So, you know, and there's no longer anything really I need it for. So I could go back to using Audacity for free. So I don't need Adobe thing. I think of.
You know, Levelator doesn't work anymore, I think, or went away. Like, there's not. So, and
you can still download.
And, can you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because didn't it? I mean, it.
They haven't updated it. I mean, it hasn't. They haven't done anything new to it, but it already did what it needed to do. Like, there's not like new, now it can levelate better or whatever. It's like, you know, now
better
it can,
levels.
Yeah. Better levels. It's like, it kind of, you know, it did what it's a compressor, right? It's a compressor that's evaluated every microsecond, which is the thing that made it great. It's like having a compressor set without having the attack. Like, there's zero attack. Like, it's smart enough to know that as soon as you say something, it immediately knows how loud that is and makes it to the proper volume. And it can only do that because it's already been recorded, right? So it's like it already knows what the future holds, so it can compare it to
it. Then you can just go back to old, what is it?
Levelator.
Audacity and Levelator.
Yep, can.
Audacity, Levelator combo.
It's how I got here, Adam, and that's how. Actually, you know what? I don't even need to do that because Levelator's almost moot nowadays because both of our mixers have compressors on them. So it's like, as long as you get the right volume level coming in on our tracks, it's like the mixer's going to take care of, you know, doing the compression. So
I don't add any compression in the mixer.
You don't have any effects turned on.
I do not have any effects turned on my microphone.
Zero.
It is just how it's coming out of my throat.
No compression.
Whatever my vocal cords sound like, that is what you're getting.
No.
Nope.
None.
Nothing.
Zilch.
Zero.
Let's see, what am I
running? Have you ever tried... When you're talking to ChatGPT, have you ever tried? I tried this because you ever notice how she always wants to get the last word?
Who?
And so, ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Wait, and she always wants to get the last word. She was like, thank you. And then if you respond and go, oh, you're welcome. And she'll say, oh, no, really? And then you'll be like, and so I tried the other day when I was talking to her. I tried to see how long she would go. And I was like, thank you. I was like, oh no, thank you. And she's like, oh no, thank you. I'm like, oh, you're so kind. And she's like, oh, you're so nice. Oh, great. And we just kept going back and forth and back and forth. She would not stop.
And she never will. I'm going to look and see what I'm running. I am running a high pass filter. I am running that's the wrong channel. So I'm running a high pass filter. I am running a de-esser.
Oh, de-esser. Yeah.
I've got a noise gate set. Compressor. Yeah, we're running a compressor. I am EQ'd. So I'm also running it through an equalizer. And I have the big bottom turned on, Adam. I have the big bottom turned on. And the aural exciter.
I don't have any effects added.
Yeah, I do. Apparently I do, Adam. Apparently I have all the effects.
I do not. All the effects.
I have every single one of them. This is not how I sound at all. Here, I'll take all the effects off.
There, I think everything's off. So this is my normal voice. This is how I normally sound.
I thought you were going to do my mom voice.
I don't sound like your mom. This is how I sound. This is my normal everyday voice right here. Now. No. Yes.
But you see, when I turn on all the effects and everything, it comes out sounding like this. So, yeah.
So you do that to make yourself sound younger?
Yeah, exactly.
Because your natural voice sounds like you're, I don't know, Gandalf or something.
You're
like
in good hands with Allstate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say, in a world.
In a world.
Well, yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
In a world where a Discord update comes into your life every 35 seconds, what is a person to do?
You need the music to go behind.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else going on here?
I have nothing going on. We're heading to Denver in the morning.
Oh, that's right. When you
We're
leave.
We're going to Meow Wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do in Denver?
That's what we're doing. We're going to go to Meow Wolf, and we're going to eat at a nice restaurant tomorrow night.
Are you going to ski at all?
No, we're just there one night. Just
one night only.
We're getting there, checking into our hotel.
Yeah.
Going to Meow Wolf, which is some kind of art installation that everybody's talking about, has been talking about for the past like 2 years.
Yeah.
And go to this rest and then go back, get changed, go eat at a nice restaurant, go back to the hotel, go to bed, get up.
Is this on a spreadsheet?
Go back to the airport. No, it's just, I mean, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
It's planned. Oh. He wasn't going to do anything. He was just going to fly there and fly back.
Right.
Like, not even necessarily stay the night if he didn't have to. But he said, well, if you want to go, we can go. And he paid for the ticket. So.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Well, a little weekend jaunt to Denver.
Yeah.
The Mile High City.
Yep. Yep. We just.
Tell him not to run while he's there.
Okay.
The air is very thin.
He said he was talking to his coworkers and they were like, you're going to Denver. He was like, yeah, it was just a spur of the moment, kind of spontaneous. They're like, your spontaneous choices are like, should I just fly to Denver this weekend? It's like, my spontaneous is, should I have an extra scoop of ice cream from Andy's frozen custard?
That's right. Got to go fly to the Grand Tetons. The Tetons, the Grand Tetons, Tetons.
So yeah, flying to Denver to.
Well, enjoy it and have a whatever they do in Denver on me.
Maybe Maybe we'll see some snow.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's a mile high. Yeah, you're guaranteed to see snow. I feel like that's a given.
I don't think there's snow on the ground in Denver proper, but like there are mountains. If only, I know this is what you're like, oh, there's probably a webcam.
No.
Is that still a thing?
There is no snow on the ground in Denver right now. There are also no active snow events in the area. The forecast for Denver is sunny this weekend with highs in the lower to middle 50s.
There are webcams.
Now, the mountains around there have snow on them, on the tops of them and everything. They're saying the snowpack levels, the base depth of like Winter Park right outside of Denver is 18 inches of snow. They have 10 trails currently open and 6 open lifts.
I've skied at Winter Park.
I have too.
Winter Park, Breckenridge, Snowmass. Those were the three
I never went to Snowmass. We did Breckenridge, we did Winter Park, we did Crested Butte, and Steamboat Springs.
I can't remember if we ever went to Crested Butte, but not Steamboat. I've never heard of Steamboat Springs. I don't think we ever went to Vail.
I had never been to Vail.
It's right across the street from Winter Park, or one of them. Maybe Breckenridge, but anyway, it's right there. But I don't think, I think the runs at Vail are harder.
I mean, could be.
Than like Breckenridge or whatever, like the family, more family friendly.
Yeah.
I could do black, but who wants to? Don't clip that out.
So on the pod is my co-pilot, they were talking about snow skiing. And then Taffy said something like, yeah, and he was heading over to the Black Flag Run and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then they both started making it. And so I sent them a text. And I said, like, tell me you've never been snow skiing without telling me you've never been snow skiing. It's like Black Flag is a bug spray.
Black Diamond.
Yes, yeah, Black Diamond.
Black Diamond.
Yes. Black Flag is a fucking roach spray. They just put out a video on YouTube, but Taffy and Taylor, yeah. They got into a discussion on the show about which is the best raisin brand, so they made a video of them tasting the post
Are they expanding their media into other media forms?
They've done videos before. Never Rodan, but Taylor and Taffy have done videos before.
So, well, he's way too important at his whatever job he does. He can't be out there. Yeah. He's got a clause in his contract. No media.
That's right. Well, I think they get a cut. So,
yeah.
All right, I'm gonna call it right there because I got nothing, and I do have to get up really early on Sunday, and so I've been trying to go to bed earlier this week. So,
okay.
But I took a nap earlier today, so that I could stay up to this point. But I feel like I'm kind of tired, and.
Well, wouldn't want you to be tired.
Hey, have a great next week. Enjoy it. And I will chat with you after Thanksgiving, I guess. I mean, I may chat with you before then, but at least.
Oh, that's right, because we don't have one next week. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. All right.
Well, good night. You too. Good night.
Oh, by the way, good night, Lamont Cranston, who's Lamont already asleep.
And yeah. Stream.
All right. There, and then good night, level 13. Okay.